Omalei, she said to him, Loi, I don't have any. I don't have any papa seeds to sell. Omalei, she said to him, for the heavy hanach zude b'pikod and gavoch, listen, I want you to hold on to my money right now. Let it be a pekodin by you. So choshchuli, it's getting before Shabbos. I can't carry my money home already. I want you to be a shermer of my money. Omalei, she said back to Mishno, beisa kamoch. My house is open for you. If you want to put your money down in my house, very good. I'm not accepting upon myself to watch your money. But if you want to put your money down in my house is open for you. So I svinim beisa. This man put down his money in his house. The yignuk, and it got stolen from him. Is osla kaim of the rova, that came in front of rova. Omalei, they said like this, that kol hai kol, ho beisa kamach. Anytime somebody says, my house is open for you, so that's not a lashon of Kabbalah Shmira. You did not accept upon yourself to watch it. So therefore, loy mi boy yishroi mesoch ez lehevei, not only that you do not become a shroi mesoch, el afilu shroi mechina nam lehevei, even a shroi mechina most you don't become. That's not called the Lashon Kabbalah. That's called like coming on your own risk. If you want to put something of yours in my house, okay. My house is open, whatever you want to do with it. But I'm not accepting any achrayus. Whatever happens is your achrayus.
So Mor says, Amulah, they said to him, for Yomulah Rabbanah, Rabbanah said back to Rava, that the Ibadah Lekabuli Alei Mishapara, you have to accept upon yourself a Mishapara. In other words, you're saying the Maisa never happened, that you accepted to sell it. And here, Lachura, before we learned that, they said you have to be Mekabla Mishapara. Mashmi, you did accept upon yourself to sell it. You said you would sell it to him. Therefore, when you retract, there is a Mishapara. The Yomali said back to me, Shinola, how you dvor meyerlam. The case never took place. In other words, the case was like the last story, that as soon as the person said, sell me the shumshimin, right away I said, no, I'm not going to sell it to you. Therefore, there was no Mishapara. But in the case where first he said he would sell it to him, and Echnami, then there would be a Mishapara. And that's what he meant to say, that afilu yarvli kol chalala d'yalma, even if you give me all the money in the world, I would not go against what I said. I would never be mishan nebediburay. And here the smice was, he didn't change. But he said right away, I'm not going to sell it to you. That's okay.
Again, the Mishnah Poshet says that when you pay for something, if you want to buy metalklam and you give money, money is not kona. Just by money you have a right to retract. You should get a mishapara. For if Shimon says it depends, If I paid you money for your wheat, now the meicher that has the money, he has the right to retract. Kol shakesa biyod, whoever's holding onto the money, yod el yon, he has the right to retract. But the lakeach, the one that paid the money already, he can't retract. Tanya, we learned. Omer Rabbi Shimon. Amosai, when was this said? Bizman shakesa v'aperes piyad meicher. If the meicher has both, that the lakeach gave him money, and the meicher still has the peres also. Then if the meicher wants to retract, he could retract. Avu kesev biyad meicher. But let's say the money taka was by the hand of the meicher. The lakeach paid him. The aferis biyad lakeach, pashto means that lakeach made him a sheikh already. So any yachol achtavoy. Then neither of them could retract. Mevnei shekaspa biyadoy. Because he's holding on to the money. So, for the mar biyadoy, of course mashmim in the hands of the lakeach, no, biyad meicher was in the hands of the meicher. Elu meant us like this. That Nefnesha Temei Kasper Biyodoi, that neither of them could retract because the Lakeich now is holding on to the value of his money. In other words, he paid money for a bushel of Paris, and now he has the Paris in his hand. So the sale went through already, and now neither of them could retract. But the Gemara Pshita, of course they can't retract. What's going on here? The guy made Meshicha, Rashi says. Hooray, Meshicha Yesh. Everybody agrees to this. That if I buy apples off you, and even though I paid you, and then I make a Meshicha, when I take the peres to my house, for sure I'm kind of the peres that belongs to me, that neither of those could retract anymore. So what do you have to tell me? We're talking about over here, the addict of the lakeach, the one that's buying the peres now, muskeres biad meicher, is rented out to the meicher. As you own the addict, and you now rent it out to somebody that sells apples. And now you, the owner of the addict, want to go up and buy some apples off the soicher, the one that's renting the house. So that's the case here. So now, time or my kinu rabbanim mishicha. Why did the rabbanim say, like the Yechonon, that kesev is kona midiraisa? Midirabbanim, though it's no good in dafki mishicha. Why gzeira shem yoyim aloy nisufu chitachei beliyah? It's gzeira midirabbanim that we're afraid if we'll say when I pay money for your apples, I'm kind of the money that pay us right away. We're afraid later a fire will break out in your house and you won't care to save the pay us. Because they don't belong to you anymore, and the peres will be destroyed. That's why the Rabbanan said nothing doing. We do not want the Mechira to take place yet. Therefore, the owner of the apple still owns his apples. He'll be careful to make sure the fire doesn't burn it. Now, Hoch, over here, I would have thought to say, for Shusid Lekechninu, I would have thought to say over here, if I pay money now to the man living in my attic that's selling apples, so if I gave him money, here I would have thought to say, money is a good kinyan, even without the Mashiach, because the property, the upstairs, belongs to me. Enough was like a bionis, iyo torach amaisilo, because if a fire would have broke out, he would have brought it here. So I would have thought to say, here money by itself is kono, kamashmo no, still you need a meshicha, money is not kono. Because Rashi said the pshat here is, the tak it's chal without the meshicha, such a case, that's the chiddush of pshita. The chiddush is like this, that the lakeach now just paid money for it. Now, those payers upstairs really is sin the lakeach reshus, because lakeach owns the upstairs. But since Lakech owns the upstairs, that's the Chiddush, that here we said the Kinyan is Chal, and neither of them could retract, even though really the Lakech did not make a Mashicha. The Lakech did not go upstairs to take down the Paris. But since Lakech owns the upstairs, that's enough to say, here, Kesef is Kona. Here we're not afraid of the Gzeirah, Shem Yisufu Chitecha Be'aluyah. Because if the fire goes up there, you own the attic, you go up to save it. And the Gemara says, who garbed was the man? The Yoyu Zuzi Achamra. He gave money to buy wine. He wanted to buy a barrel of wine, so he gave the Meicher money. L'saif at the end, Shoma the Kaboy Leminsevei, Tevei Pazik Rufila. He heard that the famous, Rashi says, Shemasar, a general, Rufi, Mishnah's second of charge to the king, was coming into the city, and Vashtaitzev, this guy, his brother Mensch, would just take away all the wine in the city. So he's afraid that there won't be any more wine left. So Amalei, so the person told the Meicher, Havli Zuzi, I want to get back my money now, give me back my money. Leibina Chamra, I don't want wine anymore. So that happens, so Reuven gave the Meicher money to buy wine. Then Reuven said, nothing doing, I don't want to buy the wine, give me back my money. Osla came to Rechizda, came in front of Rechizda, Amalei, Rechizda said, no, you can't retract. That Kedera Shatikna Meshikha Meicherin, just like you're a Masakin, that a Meicher cannot retract until the Lakeach makes Meshikha, Kach tikno meshicha b'lakuches. Rashi says, "Kedesh meshicha lach lebei amoicher kolz mash lemoshach lekech." Kach tikno meshicha lach lebei amlakuches. Not the mash where they could retract. They said, "Kedesh tikno meshicha b'moicher." Just like the moicher has the right to retract up until the main meshicha. Kach tikno meshicha b'lakuches. The same way lekech also has the right to retract before he made a meshicha. So since he didn't make a meshicha, he has the right to retract, get back his money. True, there'll be a mishapara maybe. But here in a case where he does it, in order not to lose out, look over here, there won't even be a mishaparo. Therefore, he has the right to retract. In other words, we hold that kesef is not konui. The only kinyan is mashicha. Here, since he didn't make a mashicha yet, so he has the right to retract. He has the right to say, I don't want to buy that wine. Even though usually there's a mishaparo to retract, but that's only for no reason. But here he had a good reason to retract, because he knew that all the wine's going to be destroyed soon. So therefore, he didn't want to just lose his money. Therefore, he has the right to retract now, Siri could. Now the Mishnah says, Ha'ayna, when you make a sale and you jip the person, whether the buyer or the seller is getting jipped, Ha'ayna, that's called 1/6. What's called 1/6? Arbor kesef, 4 kesef, meyesrim v'yavor kesef l'seller. And the case of the seller is 24. So if they charge you 4 too little or 4 too much, that's called 1/6. 1/6 of 24 is 4. So if you pay more or less of 4, that's called yeah. Yeshtus lemekach. That's called 1/6 of the sale. That's the pasher of Aino. That if he charges you 1/6, you have the right to get back your money. The lachar is if he charges more than a 6, then he can be mevatel the mekach. But if he only charges you a 6 too much, then the mechir is chal. Just you have the right to get back your 6th. So Rashi says Aino arba kesef means arba kesef moyis kesef shein sheish medina 6 and going to a dinner. So kids, if you have 1/6, that's a shtus. That's Aino. Ad Mosai Muta Lahaser, now whoever got jipped has a right to come back and say, give me back my money. Till how long can he be chayzer?
So the Mishnah says, Ad Kidei Shiyiru Letager, until this person that got jipped can show it to a merchant, or Lekroivet, or also show it to his relative. In other words, that could be a few hours only. That's all. You have to take it home and show it to somebody, and then you have to bring it right back again to complain. But if you wait longer than that, we say that you're mochul, you can't get it back later. Hurra Rabbi Tafim, Belud Rabbi Tafim gave the Nupsak and Lud and said that Hoy no.
How much?
What is the shear? What's called Hoy no? What's called fraud? That you charge too much, that he has a right to get back the extra money? It's Shemayna Kesef, 8 Kesef, Me'esrim V'yabo Kesef, out of 24. In other words, if the object was really worth $24, and you charge $8 more, $8 less, Lesela, that's called Shlish Lemelech, Lemekach, a third of the Mekach was gypped, that's called Eino, then you have a right to complain to get your money back. But as long as he charged less than a third, either too much or too little, then the Mekach of Chal is automatic Mechila. So the Mishnah says, V'somchut Hagre Lug, the merchants in Lud felt very good, because at this they could charge a high price, they could make up until a third profit they can make. Omelahim, the Rav Tafin said back to him, you should know I have a chumra also, that kol hayoyim mutal ha'achzer. You should know this lakeach, the one that got chipped, he has the right to come and retract the whole day. Not only let the chum say, just until he goes home and shows it to a merchant or to his kariv, which could be an hour or two, but Rav Tafin says no, they have a right to come back within a 24 hour period. They have a whole day to come back to say they want back the reinor. Is Omelahim, then the merchant said, you know what? Yaniach lana Rabbi Tafan, leave Rabbi Tafan alone, b'mekameinu in his place. V'chazul divrei chachamim, we would rather hold that chachamim, that lakech only has a few hours to retract. If it doesn't retract in a few hours, we'd be happier. Tafan true is saying a kula and a chumro. Rabbi Tafan is saying that Oino is only a third, but he's also saying a chumro that lakech has a right to retract within the whole day. He doesn't only have the few hours that the Chum say, but rather he has the whole day. Now the Gemara says, Itma, we learn like this. Rav Omar Rav says, Shtush Mekach Sheninu. Talach Ovoino, if you jip a sixth, that we say he has a right to get his money back, that's a sixth of the Nekach. Means how much the object is really worth. But let's say the object is really worth $24, and you sell it for $20, or else you sell it for $28, so you're charging like $4 more than the price itself, that's 1/6 of the price itself, that's called Eino. Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Shtus Moyos Nami Sheninu. Not only a shtus of the Mekach, but even a shtus of the money that you are paying for. Like we'll soon see. Let's say we'll soon see in the Gemara what the difference are. So Gemara says like this, Shavo Shisho, if the object is worth $6, the Chamisha, and you sell it for $5, or else, shavo shiso, if the object is worth $6, b'shivo, and you sell it for $7, so you're chipping or getting less, only $1. So $1 al a sixth is a sixth. So therefore, in this case, kuli alma loy pligi, everybody does not argue, te bosa mekach azlinam. That for sure we go after the price of the object itself, where the object itself is worth $6. So if you charge either $5 or $1 less, or you charge $7 more, that's called Eino, that whoever got chipped has the right to ask back for that dollar. Key pligi, where is the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel, in a case like this, that shavo chamisha, the object itself is really only worth $5. Peshisha, but he sold it for $6. So now he charged a dollar more than five, which is more than a sixth. He charged like a fifth more. So a fifth more is more than shtus. If so, it should be a loch of mekach bottle. The whole mechir should be bottle. Or else, v'shovo shivo b'shisha. You sold something worth $7 for $6. So it was really worth $7, then if you charge $6, it's less than a shtus. So since it's less than a sixth of seven, it's mechila. So much like this. Now, that would be good according to Rav. The Rav says you go bosa mekach. How much the object itself is worth. But the Gemara says, l'shmuel. According to Shmuel, the Omer that says, bosa moyes azlinan, that we also have a right to look at the money. If so, if you look at the money here, again, he paid $6. And the object was worth $5. So if you look at the money that he paid $6. So a dollar less than that is 1/6 of six. Or else, in a case where the object was worth $7, and he paid $6, so if you look at the money that he paid $6, so 1/6 of six is another dollar. So therefore, since the object is worth a dollar more, it would also be Eino. So according to Shmuel, Idi v'Idi Eino Heve, both these two cases is considered the halacha exactly of Eino, that the halacha is the Mechir Yitzchal, just that whoever got gypped has the right to ask back for that dollar. But l'rav, but according to Rav, the yom that Rav says, bosa nekach haslinun, we go bosa the nekach, we look at the price of the actual object itself, bosa nekach haslinun, it starts like this. Shova chamisha b'shishum, if the object was worth $5, and you sold it for $6, so a dollar is more than a sixth of five. Is more than a sixth of $5. Siv so, bitul nekach, according to Rav, you charged more than I know, the loch is the whole nekach is bottle, the whole mechira goes, is abolished. And the other case, shova shiva, if the object itself was worth $7, b'shisha, and you sold it for $6, siv so, a dollar of $7 is less than a sixth. If so, since you charged less than a sixth, mechila heavy, it remains mechila. So that's the way Rav learns, that you look at the price of the object itself, and then how much you paid for it, it has to be a sixth of that. But a Shmuel says, Ki amrina mechila bitul nekach, when do I say true if you charge less than a sixth, that it's mechila? Or else if you charge more than a sixth, that it's bitul nekach, that's hecha deleke shtus mishteit todim. That means any way you look at the sale, whether you look at the price of the object itself, what it was really worth, or you looked upon the money, how much you paid for it, it's either more than a shtus or less than a shtus, then I agree to that halacha. Aval heicha deika shtus mitzad echad, but as long as there's a sixth, whichever way, one way you look at it, whether you look at the price of the object, or whether you look at the money he is paying, or you know, heavy, it's called a noah, and it's not bottle, it's not mechila, just rather you have a right to collect back your money. That's the machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. Again, in these cases, where the object itself was worth $5 or $7, and you sold it for $6. So according to Rav, it's not a din I know. According to Shmuel, since the money you paid was $6, so 1/6 of 6 is a dollar, so if the object is worth a dollar less or a dollar more, it would still be I know. Now the Gemara says, Tanan learnt in our Mishnah, ho I know, what's the side of I know, that Dalit Kesev, Meyeshrim V'yabo Kesev Lasela, $4 out of 24. Shtus l'mekach, a sixth of the mekach. So my love, aren't we talking about the Zovin Shovay Esrim, the person sold something that was really worth $20, the Esrim V'yabo. He charged you $24. So now it's like this. Ushmamin, it's a good proof to Shmuel, that Shtus Moyes Namishanina, we go after the money that you paid, it's a sixth of the money. Because if you only looked at the object itself, the object itself was worth $20. So now, if you pay $24, if you look at the object, it's like you're paying a fifth. So if you're paying a fifth, then it's more than Einur. So how come our Mishnah says that's called the case of Shtus? So here's a proof to Shmuel, that you look at the money also. Since you're paying now $24, so now, 24, a sixth of 24, is 4. So if the object was only worth $20, it's called like you paid a shtus more, it only has a loch of a shtus. So l'chur, it's a proof to Shmuel HaMishnah. That's what Gemara says, Shmamin, it should be a proof that shtus moyes and namishaninu. The loch of a no of shtus also applies to even the money that you pay. So Gemara says, maybe there's no proof to Shmuel. I'll tell you the pshan for HaMishnah is, dissolving shova eskrim v'yabo be eskrim. That you sold something worth $24 for 20. So since the object is worth 24, a shtus of that is 4. So if you sell it for $20, so that's a shtus less. So the Gemara says, Minisana, who got gypped over here then? Moicher. It comes out then that the Moicher got gypped. If so, that can't be pshat. Because aim is safer. What does it say for the Mishnah say? Ad mosai mutalahazer. Until how long can you retract? Can you come and claim your money? So the Mishnah says, according to Tanakamo, kidei sheyira latager, bichdei sheyira latager, the time it takes you to show it to a merchant, or the karov, you show it to your relative. A few hours, that's all. Now, the Yomer of Nachman says, we'll soon see later, that loisha, no, when was it learned? The shir, el lakeach. Only when the lakeach, the buyer, got shipped. He has a right to have this, he only has this amount of time. Avu meicher, but the one that sells it, he could always retract. We'll see later on what the swar is. But our core point, we can't say now, Mishnah, the case is that the Moicher got gypped, that the price was really 24, and he only sold it for 20, because if so, how does the Mishnah say he only has a Zman to be Chayzer? Rav Nachman says, no, the Moicher, there's no Zman, there's no limit, he could always be Chayzer. So, I'll tell you still, no, maybe still the Mishnah is not a riot to Shmuel. Elo, the case is like this, Tizovan Shovo Esrim V'yabo the Esrim V'timno. He sold something worth $24 for $28. That's a good case. So here it's a case that who got gypped here? The Lokeach got gypped. He paid an extra $4. So that's the case that's a shtus of the Nekach. So therefore the Mishnah could go according to everybody, according to Rav and according to Shmuel. Because if you go bust of the object itself, it was worth $24. So shtus of that is 4. 1/6 of that is 4. So since he paid $28, he paid like $4 more. That's called he paid a shtus more. So that's why the loch is, he has a right to ask back for that for those $4. Now the Gemara says, Tanan we learned. Hora Rabbi Tafan Belud, Rabbi Tafan learned in Lud. Hoi no, Shmoina Kesev, Me Esrim V'yabo. Rabbi Tafan learned in Lud that what's called I know? 8 out of 24 Kesev, Lisela. Which means Shlish Lemekach, 1/3 of the Mekach. That's called I know. Not 1/6, but 1/3. Now, my Lady Gemara said, this isn't the case that Mishnah is talking about. Tizovin Shova Shisasri, he sold something worth $16, the Eskrim Viabo, he sold it for $24. And so, Shman Mina Shlishmoyis Namishninu. And so, if the Mishnah calls this a case of Shtus, this is the case of a third, so you have proof you go bust of the money you actually paid. Because the money you paid was $24. So, what's a third of that? 8. So, since the object itself is worth $8 less, that's called a third. But if you look upon the object itself was only worth 16. So you want to get a third of that, so if you pay now, a third of that is less than $8. So if you pay now $8 more, you paid much more than a third, it should be Bitl HaNekach. So here the Mishnah is approved to Shmuel. So Shmuel says, look, maybe that's not the Pshan the Mishnah. I'll tell you the Pshan, the Mishnah is, Tizovin Shover Eskrim V'yabo. He sold something worth $24 for Shisha. He only sold it for $16. So if you look at the object itself, it's worth 24. What's a third of that? A third of that is $8. So if you sold it $8 cheaper, that's called the Shtus. That's called the Dinayno, according to Taffin. If so, though, Minasan, who got gypped over here? Meicher, the Meicher got gypped. Instead of receiving $24, he only received $16. He got gypped the third. Is so, Ein Masefer, what does the end of the Mishnah say? Omer lehem, Rav Tafan says, how long does he have a right to retract? Kol hayoyim mutal achzor, the whole day he has a right to retract. For it's a kasha. But we know V'yam, Rav Nachman said, Leishon Rome, was this learned, you only have a day, El lokech, only the buyer could only retract within the day. Avo meicher, but the seller, Le'yedom chaz, you could always retract. So you see the Mishnah is talking about that the Lakeach got gypped and not the Meicher. So Mura says, but true, we can still answer according to Rav. El the case is like this. Tizovan Shavach of Dalid, he sold something that was worth $24, Bitlosan Vitrain, for $32. So again, that's good according to Rav also. A third of 24 is 8, so he charged $8 too much, he charged $32. So that's a din I know, that Lakeach has the right to retract. When? That full day? More not. But the case talking about that Lokeach got gypped, and he got gypped 1/3 of the Mekach. So therefore the Mishnah could be good according to both Rav and Shmuel. So there is no proof either way from our Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, Tani Kavos to Shmuel, bring your proof to Shmuel. It says, Mi Shehutol, Mi Shutlol of Yodel El Yoyna. Keitzad, Mochalei Shavhei, Bevov, Minisan Lokeach, Yod Lokeach El Yoyna, Rotzom, Lotelim Oysoi, Telim Mashinisi, Mochalei. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go to the desk tomorrow again. We'll start tomorrow over again.
Yeah, we're holding that nun number Aleph. Last Gemara we had again was the last daf in the Nem Testament base. The bottom Gemara was Tanik Abbas to Shmuel. I bring you proof again to Shmuel that again we had so far Machlekes Rav and Shmuel and the Pshan of the Mishnah that there's such a side of Hoyno if you're selling something and you raise the price or lower the price. So if you do it to a no, which is a machlekes mishnah 1/6 or 1/3, so if you do it exactly 1/6, the locher is he could get his money back. The mechir is chal. If he charges you more than a sixth, then you have right to say the mechir is batal. Now, what exactly is called 1/6? What's called a no? So Rav says you have to go bust of the mekach, the object itself. If he sells you something, let's say it's really worth $24, and he sells it to you for $28. That's called I know, because the object itself is worth $24. Now, what's 1/6 of 24? 4. So if he charges you 4 more or 4 less, That's the case of Einor. That's Ram's halacha. You have to go boss to the object itself. That's called the Nekach. Shmuel said, no, we could also look as far as the money goes. Now let's say the object itself was worth $20. And he sold it to you for $24. Now, he's charging you $4 more. If you look at the object itself, he's charging you a fifth more. It's only worth $20, and charging you $24, another fourth, it's more than a sixth. But if you look at the money you're paying, though, Ram says you even look at the money. If you look at the money you're paying, it's paying $24. What's one-sixth of 24? Four. So since the object is worth $4 less, that's also called Einor. That's Shmuel Svara. Shmuel says you go bust the Moyes also. Not only the object, but you can look the opposite way. Look upon the money you're paying for it, and that worth one-sixth of that. If the object is worth one-sixth less, that's also called Einor. That was Shmuel Svara. Shmuel says now, I'll bring you right to Shmuel. Again, last right was, time to bust the Shmuel. It says, Mi shehutal olav yodal al hel yoyna. Whoever has the Einor, in other words, whoever got gypped, whether it was the Moicher or the Lakeich, he paid too much, he paid too little, whoever got gypped, it's Yodi al Hel Yoyna. His hand is above. Ketzer, what does that mean to say? Mochaloi Shova Hei Bevov. If he sold you something worth $5 for $6. You see, this is called Einor. Now, if you looked upon the object itself, it's only worth $5. Now, if you paid a dollar more, $1 is more than a sixth of five. It's one-fifth. So, according to Rav, this should be bitla nekach. It should not be called Einor. Because if you look at the object itself, it's worth $5. If you pay $6, a dollar more, you're paying a fifth more, which should be bitla nekach. And here it says not like that. Here it says razloch of Einor. This is the proof to Shmuel that you're paying $6. So we can look upon the money that you're paying. You're paying six. What's one-sixth of six? A dollar. So if the object is worth a dollar less, that's also called Einor. This is the proof to Shmuel that you look upon the money you're paying also. It says, Ketzad, Mochalo he sold you shove hey bevov. Something that's really worth $5 he sold it to you for $6. Minasana, who got gypped here? Lakeach lost out. Because he paid too much. So therefore, Yad Lakeach al Yoyna. It says, Alocha, the hand of the Lakeach is above. What does that mean? Rotso on maloi tainli moisai. If he wants to, he has the right to say, listen, give me